actually what you're proclaiming this Sunday, Palm Sunday, we'll hear Jesus, of course, we'll hear the story of the passion and entering into the town of Jerusalem with a joyful celebration of him dying on the cross. Jesus says very, very boldly, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." That's very bold. How many of you want to die today? Great. How many of you want to die tomorrow? The reality is that we as human beings don't want to die. We as human beings have built within us the desire to live forever. And if we look throughout the centuries and the history of mankind, we see religions that pop up all over the place. And in some way, in all of them, there's this sense of a way to escape death, or a way to understand death. If one studies ancient history of the Roman people with the Greek gods and the Roman gods, there was a great fear of death. The gods helped you on earth, but they're petrified of death. So petrified that the Roman custom was that if you died, you always had to be buried outside the city. Why? Because death was not allowed in the city. If you were killed in the city, not only was your body taken outside, but also the instruments that killed you. In fact, when Jesus Christ was crucified by Romans, not only in the tomb would have been his body, but also the tombs would have been the nails, the crown of thorns, the sword that pierced his side. Anything that was touched or contaminated by his blood would have been buried with him. Because death, and especially blood, brings great fear. If there is no belief in the resurrection, if there is no way to understand what we were created for and who we were created for, then we're scared of death. That Jesus says, huge promise, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. That's awesome. Now, of course, do we physically die? Yes. But the beautiful thing is that we do not die, we go actually to a better place. I, of course, as a priest, spend a lot of time going to hospitals, not as much as I should or would like to, but being the director of the ministry has my time a lot elsewhere. But I go to the hospital often, and there'll be someone who is just, their body is absolutely just, they've been living for 85, 86, 90 years, and, you know, they're hooked to a respirator, and their tongue is just dry as it could be, and they can't even, they're not conscious anymore for the most part. And sometimes I just go in, when the family is in the room, I just say, it's okay. Go. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Let go, and God will be with you. We desire so much to clasp onto this world. We desire so badly to somehow hang on to this world, whether it be, you know, our love of money, our love of power, our love of success, lust, all these things that somebody's coming to try to somehow grasp onto the world and thinking that it's going to somehow finally satisfy our heart, but it can't. And in fact, when we grasp onto the world, we grasp onto money, power, pride, lust, whatever it may be, we ultimately break God's commandments. Not that having money is sinful. Not that being attracted to somebody is sinful. Not that being successful is sinful. But often it's those things that lead to sin. Jesus says, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. Keeping God's word, as we know, is not always easy. Many times it was, and I said this last night, it's true. The majority of us this week did not sin. The majority of us this week did what we should do, which we prayed a lot, we helped people, we've met new people, we've been open to new ideas, we've suffered a little, we've been very joyful. phones are back, listening to heaven, and your iPods are back, and your parents are back, and your chores are back, and your homework is back, and your cult of meeting, your cult of this, your cult of that. Living God's word is not going to be easy. This week, I hope this taught you that living God's word can be joyful. Why should we live God's word? Because it can bring joy into our hearts. When we're bogged down with the world, life can be just kind of, life, school is boring. Life is boring. Yet, how many of you have been bored this week? Probably not many. This week has been great. When you do the Lord, when you do the Lord's word, when you follow the word of the Lord, not only is there joy in our hearts, not only is there peace in our hearts, not only is there a reason to get up and live tomorrow because we can help someone or save someone or bring someone close to Jesus or put a smile on someone's face or be present with someone, not only is that all a possibility, but it also makes us to heaven. If and only if we follow the word of God, we can live forever. One of my favorite movies when I was a little kid was the whole Indiana Jones movies. I'd be a little older for many, but they're classics, so you've probably seen them. But, you know, when they go for the quest for the Holy Grail, I mean, what is the whole quest about? Yes, what finds the child for Jesus, but what's the belief? That if you drink out of it, you what? You live forever. The fountain of youth. But even if you look at our world, you know, like earlier today, David was, where is David? David was putting on a woman's hand cream on his hands. And many of the guys, smell the guy's hands, and I made him smell like flowers. But even the whole, our whole mentality of the world is like, you know, have the softest skin in the world. There's this whole sense of, we don't want to die, we want to go. For a Christian, it's something getting old and dying, it's not a bad thing. But it gets you to heaven. If you thought this week was good, if you thought this week was like, yeah, this was great, then heaven is like beyond anything in this week. I was talking to some guys earlier this week, and they're like, okay, so what's your best word? They're like, well, we need more mass. It's been really fun this week. Mark, I don't like the mass. It's been boring at all. But mass has been fun this week. Praying has been fun this week. If praying and mass has been fun this week, it ain't nothing compared to like worshiping God for eternity. Like that's amazing. That's what I live for. And the thing that all we have to do to get to heaven, all we have to do to live forever, it's not going to be some lotion, some hand cream, some you know chalice for the drink out of, or something you found that they can find somewhere, it's in Jesus. He is the fountain, he is the source. He's the divine physician. So may this week have been an opportunity for us to give ourselves over to Christ. In our first reading, we heard about the covenant that God with Abraham, Jesus, the new covenant. In the words of consecration, this is the covenant of blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. The new covenant that Jesus gives to us. And that covenant gives us not a promised land, a physical territory that people fight over, but the promised land of heaven. That we make the commitments, the strong, bold commitment after this week of service and love, to follow the words and the commandments of God all the more faithfully. And to realize that in them not only is there joy and peace, most importantly, there's eternal life.